Okay, big play. What's the difference between that and apartment building? Is that the same thing?
Well, one is more cultured than the other, I guess. It's the same principle.
Oh, I see. What do you call a large building that the residents own the building and share the parts of the maintenance? They each buy a part of the building.
Condominium?
Okay.
I'm a little bit dope to the minute.
Okay.
I'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll send for you now, yes?
Okay, we will be almost finished by then. Okay, what do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building?
Ground apartments.
What if it's on the third floor? If it's an apartment that covers the whole floor, you call
upper
it...
Upper apartments.
A what?
Upper?
No, well, any apartment on any floor that just takes up all the room on that particular floor is called a...
Single apartment.
Or a flat?
Flat.
What is a flat?
A flat is... Right, the same thing, an apartment or different levels of the three story, first story flat, a second story. They go up and like, some of them have two stories, some of them go up in an apartment.
But a flat would be all the space on any particular floor?
On a particular floor, yes.
Okay. And most of the apartment buildings have a man who does the repairs and plumbing, electrical repair. What's he called?
Maintenance man, engineer.
Okay, janitor.
Repairman, janitor.
And what do you call the one man who lives in the building who works close with the owners and helps the tenants and shows new people around and does other things?
Caretaker.
Okay. Superintendent.
Agent. Superintendent.
Superintendent. Okay. Okay. What do you call the instrument you use to cut the grass?
Power mower, hand mower, push mower.
Okay, and the one that doesn't have gasoline, you just have
push mower.
That's called a push mower?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and if it's electrically or gas powered, but you direct it with your hands, that's
power
called
mower.
Power mower. And one that you have to ride is called?
Ride mower.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of machines do you use to help prepare and maintain the garden? In the spring, when you prepare a garden, what sort of machineries or tools do you use? Okay. What else?
Spade, my hand, or motorized, discs, small disc.
A disc?
Machine. Yeah, disking machine.
Hmm. What about a tiller?
Tiller.
What does a tiller do?
Tiller stirs up the ground, turns it over, and pulverizes it, and so on.
Okay, what do you call that little triangular shaped instrument that you use? You can dig out a little...
Plow?
Excuse me?
A plow, like this?
A plow? No, yeah. Well, you use it with your hand. And like you scoop out little areas for seeds, or you flatten, you can pat the ground with it.
Spade?
No.
Shovel?
No, you use it just with your hand. It's called a trowel?
Trowel.
Okay. And... have you ever used one of those little tools with three prongs on it? You've got to hunker down and use it. Called a hand fork?
Hand fork.
What does a hand fork do?
It